And we're keeping our eyes on that police-involved shooting in Queens today. Cops say it all started when they responded to a house which has apparently had its share of domestic violence. Newsman Darius Ratzias with the story.
The neighborhood is shaken after two officers were shot at a home here on 179th Street.
I just come outside, make sure there's nobody I know, hoping for the best, you know.
It happened at around 12:45 Tuesday afternoon as the officers were taking a 41-year-old woman home from the 105th Precinct, where Commissioner Shea says she reported a domestic violence incident the night before.
The subject returned to the residence, walks in the door of the residence, and begins shooting at the two officers.
One officer was struck in the hands, the other in the leg. They returned fire and killed the shooter before the officers were rushed to Jamaica Hospital. Officials identify the suspect as 41-year-old Rondell Gopi.
Based on the information, we believe him to be who he is, no criminal history, and a licensed firearm handler.
Cops say he worked as a security guard for CUNY. The 41-year-old woman was not injured. Mayor de Blasio praised the officers.
They saved that woman's life.
Darius Ratzias, 1010 Winds in Springfield Gardens, Queens.
Yeah, cops say the suspect had three guns. One of them was found under his body. The names of the officers were not released, by the way. Again, their injuries not considered life-threatening tonight.